It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition of the program. That brings us Megan Huffman. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Megan is from Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. Each and every Tuesday, she brings us a guest. Today is no exception. Megan, who'd you bring us?
Well, this morning we have our 181st nonprofit to join the Share Greater Lynchburg platform.
Wow.
So we're super excited to have onboarded the Society of St. Andrew this week. And we quickly were able to bring Chesley Vodin, the Director of Church Relations, into the studio to talk about the good work that's happening at the Society of St. Andrew right now and opportunities to get involved. So welcome, Chesley.
Thank you.
Chesley, thank you so much. And by the way, you found me this. This has been sitting on your desk. And yes, they are relatives from down in Tidewater. Distant relatives. And you, where did you find this?
Kind of funny. The founders of the Society of St. Andrew really traveled around Virginia to start this grassroots program. Mm-hmm. So I can only think that they met up with your family over in the Tidewater area, gleaning potatoes or other such produce.
Something.
So it was brought back to the office and I found it. I said, I know Mike McKendry. He needs this.
I love this. And thank you. And you gave me a whole bunch of kisses in there too.
Yep. That was healthy chocolate.
Also very appreciated. And you brought us a little Jesus.
Yes. I am the Director of Church Relations, so I do have to spread a little Jesus around.
I love it. I love my little Jesus. We need that.
Yeah, I love my little Jesus, too.
He's going to be watching over this computer right there. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. Tell us about your organization. And off camera, we learned that this is a national program. What brought you here to Virginia?
Well, the old history started in 1979 when two United Methodist pastors, Ray Buchanan and Ken Horn, they had come home from Vietnam and decided that they wanted to live off the land sustainably to raise their own food and live sustainably. Hippies, maybe? All right, Ray, Ken, if y'all are listening, love you. So they went to their bishop, and the bishop said, well, that's great, guys. I have one parsonage, one house, and I have one salary. So they moved their wives and five kids into one house on Sweet Hollow Road in Big Island, Virginia, and continued to preach in Methodist churches. And that's how it all started back in the day. And today, 45 years later, the house is still there. Ray Buchanan's wife still lives there and their son. And she just retired from SOSA in 2018.
Oh, wow.
But we are still there, still working. And they traveled around Virginia and spoke with farmers and churches and said, if you give us your leftover food in your fields, we'll feed hungry people with it.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
Which is doing God's work. The Society of St. Andrew, the history behind the name, Andrew was the disciple that found the little boy with the two loaves and fish that fed the 5,000. Mm-hmm. And so that's why we're the Society of St. Andrew.
Yeah.
We operate out of God's abundance, not a sense of lack, but God's abundance.
Well, it's tremendous. And
it has grown in 45 years.
Wonderful history.
We have regional offices in 10 states. Our newest office is up in the Delmarva region.
Okay.
And we all across the Southeast, out to Indiana, Ohio.
So this was the first location?
Yes.
Oh, fabulous.
Yes.
I didn't realize
it's headquartered in Virginia.
Yeah.
And we have a large mm-hmm. following here, but across... It's a no-brainer.
Right.
We use volunteer labor to go out in orchards or fields, and we pick, dig, or gather the leftover produce.
Mm-hmm.
And then we donate it for free to church food pantries, to food banks, to senior living facilities, veterans facilities, mm-hmm. at-risk youth programs. And I have to say, there's really nothing more satisfying than going out and picking an apple off a tree, or I'll say a peach. Okay, I did a peach. Peaches mm-hmm. one year, and I turned around and took two crates of peaches to Jubilee Family Development Center.
Wow.
And the looks on their faces to walk up with mm-hmm. fresh fruit mm-hmm. and produce. It's not something that kids get very often.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
And it's And I think I had a story of that was the first peach one child had ever had.
Wow.
Yeah, it's incredible, the stories. And we are celebrating, September is Hunger Action Month across the United States. And we've been celebrating. We have an activities calendar. But in addition to that, and the really big news, is we're celebrating 1 billion pounds. We have gleaned and shared 1 billion pounds of healthy, nourishing food to people in need.
That's
in 45 years.
Hard to wrap your head around. That's incredible.
That's 90s.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you weigh all the everything that comes in. Yes. You weigh it, add that together, and yes. it's been 1 billion pounds. That's
a billion
with
pounds.
Volunteer labor.
Yep. And now we're starting the next billion.
Mm-hmm. I am now. Here's a figure that we can talk about that is also mind blowing, and I'm reading this on your bio. In 2023, over 12,018 tons of nourishing food was kept out of landfills, and 2.76 billion gallons of wastewater was prevented.
Yep.
That is staggering.
Yeah. Besides being a hunger relief organization, we are the ultimate green ministry. Mm-hmm. We're environmental because we do reduce food waste. And that is a goal. It's part of our mission.
Yeah.
The Society of St. Andrew harvests and share healthy food, reduces food waste, and builds caring communities by offering nourishment to hungry neighbors. That's our mission.
Tremendous.
So we are saving methane gas. Mm-hmm. Rotting food in landfills is the second leading cause of methane gas in our atmosphere.
Yeah.
And
amazing.
And you have to think about all the resources that go into watering the crops in the field. Mm-hmm. If that food's wasted, water's wasted.
Yeah.
Yep.
I know my church and a lot of faith communities are trying to turn their heads to the environmental crisis to be leaders in that. And I just think what a wonderful way for communities to come together to, you know, serve, like we're planting a pollinator garden and planting trees and trying to educate the youth, but what a cool opportunity to get your members out. And not just that, there's so many young people who are committed to environmental consciousness and just really turning their heads to that. And so we get a lot of calls that share about opportunities for large groups to come out and volunteer, like school groups, civic organizations, faith communities, employers want to take groups of employees, give them a half Friday off to go volunteer. And I think this is just such a cool opportunity to do that together with a large group. So can you tell us a little bit about how an employer, say, would sign up to get 10 to 20 employees out there?
Sure. We have on our website, endhunger.org, we register to volunteer. And anyone can go on there and click on register to volunteer and enter your information, your email, name, address type of thing. And then you will receive emails notifying you of gleanings in your area.
Okay.
So we also have a program called Team Glean, definitely for employers and school groups.
Okay.
And that everyone pays $30 to come out and have a Team Glean exercise.
Neat.
Now, also gleaning, it's not just in fields and orchards. We go to packing houses. The peaches that I gleaned before were from a packing house in Covesville. We also intercept tractor trailer loads of food that's been rejected at the store level for one reason or another, but it's still perfectly edible and healthy. Just needs to be distributed. Also in 21 and 2, when they did the farm to family food boxes, the USDA called Society of St. Andrew to help them distribute those boxes. Mm-hmm. And it was incredible because our reputation of being a distributor and our huge network of farmers, volunteers, recipient agencies is, I started to say, world renowned.
Yeah.
We're world renowned.
Well, and we know food costs are have gone up so dramatically, especially the fresh produce. And
so
any opportunity for families in our community to have fresh, healthy options where they're not paying so much at the store is great. So,
About how many folks have you served over time? I know what the need is, but do you have a figure on that?
I think in 2023, that number I gave was 9.6 million servings. No, 9.6 million people were served.
Wow.
Nourishing food that was donated to them.
And from this organization that is right here in our area, headquartered right here in our area.
Yep. And across the
And this is really the peak, a peak gleaning time.
It really is,
when
especially
do you,
in Virginia.
Between now and when do you really see the time frame?
We started probably in August with apples, and we do apples every weekend, every Saturday, and Wednesdays and Thursdays. We're there during the week. We have gleanings on Thanksgiving Day.
Oh, fun.
So we'll be every Saturday through October and times during the week. If you have a group that wants to come out during the week, you just call Ben or email. Mm-hmm. And if you sign up to email, somebody will call you. I mean,
that's
if
great.
You sign up to volunteer on our website, someone will call you.
Yeah, and we'll put that in our newsletter as well. Yeah,
but we're gleaning every Saturday. And another opportunity to glean is the Lynchburg Community Market. We glean there, the Forest Farmers Market, the Bedford Market. And so I know I've been working on St. Paul's Episcopal Church Lynchburg to glean the Lynchburg Community Market for us. So there's different opportunities and places to glean.
Great.
Sure. Well, you had mentioned the next billion pounds, and you have a couple events coming up. So, let's talk about those.
So exciting. The timeliness of all of this happening last week, this week. Tomorrow, celebrating our Thanks a Billion celebration for having shared a billion pounds, we are having a giving day. And we have a generous donor who gave us $120,000 towards our endowment fund to continue gleaning and sharing healthy food in perpetuity with our endowment fund. So we have every gift tomorrow will be matched up to $120,000.
Wow.
To feed and start the next billion pounds.
That is tremendous.
Yeah, and it's all online. It's virtual. I mean, you can call in, but if you go to endhunger.org/donate and click on the donate button, you can scroll down and see what do you want it to go to? Mm-hmm. And it has a little next billion pounds. I looked it up right before I came in. Mm-hmm. It's there.
It's great.
Next billion pounds.
All right. Well, fantastic. And folks, you can also learn more by visiting sharegreaterlynchburg.org and just type in the Society of St. Andrew or SOSA. And you'll get all the information, all the links. If you want to volunteer, if you want to glean, if you have a group, all the information is right there. And you can click through to their website as well. endhunger.org.
That's great.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you for all you do. And not just for the presents, by the way. Anyway, Megan, what is going on with Share? Congratulations, 181.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. With Share, we're gearing up for our Give Good season. So we have our events coming up in October to kick off the Giving Tuesday season. That'll be October 8th. I think last week I said the 2nd, but we moved it to the 8th.
Okay.
And it's just going to be a kickoff at the new dance hall that we'll get information about, but it's just an opportunity to fellowship and sort of get together to talk about the giving season and kick off our Purple Hat campaign. We also have a Lunch and Learns coming up every month for the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. We just completed our fall application cycle for our competitive grants. We had 97 applications come in, which is a record.
Wow.
And we're the committee that oversees those grant choices will be starting to review those, and we'll find out in December. We also have a few other sort of smaller grant opportunities, one being the Youth Philanthropy Council. It's a group of 28 area high school students who have been nominated to be a part of this prestigious council, and they met for the first time last week to learn about philanthropy and how the process works. And so they look over, so the applications are open right now, it'll open October 15th through November 15th, and then they'll be reviewing all those applications and narrow it down and vote, and then they'll narrow it down to 10 organizations, visit those organizations, and ultimately decide where a $10,000 and a $5,000 grant is awarded. So
tremendous.
These students have, we just hear great reviews. It's the 14th year that it's happened, and a lot of students have chosen to go into nonprofit careers or add a nonprofit minor in their colleges or have joined boards of directors, just direct result of this experience. And so it's a really great pay it forward program that we pride ourselves on at the foundation and having the opportunity, and we have a lot of great partners involved. So
it's a great learning opportunity.
It really is.
And educational tool as well for these students, because they're getting real world experience at doing really, really big things.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And
tremendous.
It's, and just, you know, our goal is civic mindedness and inspiring philanthropy across generations. And whether that be, you know, I always say purchasing dog food for the Humane Society when you're 5 years old through Share Greater Lynchburg, or giving a grant when you're a high schooler, this is the kind of thing that turns you, you know, grows you into a philanthropist in your community. So we're really excited about that, and look forward to giving season right around the corner.
Absolutely. And so are we. Thank you so much for joining us. Each and every Tuesday, Megan brings us a nonprofit organization, 181 nonprofit organizations represented on the Share platform. If you are part of a nonprofit organization and you are not on the Share platform, what the heck are you waiting for? It's free. First of all, you can learn more at sharegreaterlynchburg.org. You can learn about the nonprofits in our area throughout the Greater Lynchburg area, 181 represented. You can volunteer, you can attend events, you can even shop for any of those nonprofit organizations right online just by going to the Share platform. It's fantastic. And did we mention it's free?
It's free.
It's free. And if you're looking for a nonprofit organization to work with or volunteer, even at the board level, you can do that. Just visit sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thanks,
it
Leslie.
Is the,
thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It is the Mike Show. Coming up a little bit later on, we've got your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.